Good morning, wherever you are. It is another brand new day. It is indeed a brand new day. A day of the light. The day where the children of light will rise. Because we are in the days of the ministration of the ministers of light. We have had 28 days of darkness and the ministers of the moon. The ministers of the ministries of ministry of the moon is concluded. We are about to see the rising of the children of the sun from the jungle of Africa. That is why it is always a good morning in the Light of Africa podcast, because there can be no darkness where the sun is. The sun is rising. The children of the sun are rising. And the world will soon behold the light of Elohim. The world will see this light. It will rise from the eastern horizon, as it has always been the case, and dominate the face of the earth and cleanse and wipe away every element of darkness in the cloud. Because the time of the sun is now. The time of the sun is here. And the time of the sun has come. This is the Light of Africa, the Light in Africa podcast. My name is Chinedu Madabum. And now I'm going to be your anchor person. But in the course of this podcast, you'll be hearing from so many different people who have witnessed, who were privileged to receive this light at the first instance, who were privileged to call to be chosen into this fold at the first instance, who also be privileged to hear directly from the messenger himself. The Light in Africa podcast is dedicated solely to the message of Joshua. And this message is echoing around the world to liberate and restore the black children of Abraham who are bound all over the world. This is the time of the black children of Abraham. We have traveled for many hundreds of years, and the Lord has finally come to bring us back into one fold. We today find ourselves in the 29th generation from Christ and the 89th generation from Adam. And of course, we know what that means. When Sarah was 90, the promise sealed was revealed. When Christ was 30, he started his ministration. When Daniel became Senate president in Babylon, 30th generation from Abraham. David became king in Hebron, started ruling in Hebron rather, at the age of 30. And of course, Joseph was made governor in Egypt at the age of 30. It has never failed, and it will never fail. We are in the 29th generation, the tail end of the 29th generation. Hence, you see the thickness of darkness. If you look out in the sky at 4 a.m. when the sun is rising, you find out that everywhere is still dark. The cloud is dark, but of course, the signal has been given that the sun is born. But you can't see it with the naked eyes from that time, but it is there rising. But the voice of the cock, the voice of the rodent, is already shouting, is signaling the sun is born. But because evil is still upon the face of the earth, you may not see it. But the purpose of the sun is to wipe away this evil. And this sun is rising from Africa. And that is why this podcast is known as, is called The Light in Africa. It is not talking about a light. It is not talking about the light of Africa, but the light that is in Africa. And this light shall rise and dominate the earth. This light shall rise and put an end to evil. that is being perpetrated by the Europeans and the Westerners, the Canaanite nations, the seven Canaanite nations that came down to Africa to colonize Africa, that came down to Africa and exploited Africa, that came down to Africa and enslaved Africa. And all along, Africa have been suffering in the hands of this descendant of Japhet. But today, the time has come when the true descendant of Abraham, the descendant of Shem, shall rise and take over the affairs of the earth, of the world. But this will not come until there will be the taking away. But these ones will be discussed. But we're going to discuss this in full in the course of this podcast. All you need to know at this point in time is that this podcast is dedicated to interpreting, to summarizing, rather, the interpretations that has been given on since 1986 when Joshua was raised. I want you to take note of this date, 1986, because it's going to be discussed in the course of this our podcast. There will be so many different editions, so many different episodes that we're going to be discussing. We'll discuss about 1986. We'll discuss about 2026. We'll discuss about 1906. We'll discuss about 1946. All these things will be discussed in the course of time. So for today, we're mainly looking at the introduction of this podcast. We're mainly discussing about the introduction of this podcast. And I've been able to unveil it to you that this podcast is about the light that is in Africa. And this light was born in 1986. This light was raised, rather, in 1986. And it's rising. It's been rising. The signal has been given long ago by in the days of Martin Luther. And it's been continuing ever since, the restoration message. And it has continued. And today we have the light in Africa. This light is going to rise and shine and rule the world. There is no stopping of this light. I wanted to keep a date because there will be so many things that we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss about the 28 generations of the moon. We'll look into it. We're going to discuss about the dates and times and events that are about to happen. This is the introduction of the light in Africa. And I remain Chinedu Madabum. And I'll be reaching you every week for now. And if there will be changes in the future, you will be updated as well. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to The Light in Africa.